This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Tuesday, September 17th. Will managed money remain short, giving hope in the corn market Monday? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
Well, let's talk about my favorite, say, row crop, corn. That's one of the two crops we grow on our farm. We have soybeans and corn, so I kind of feel like I've got a little bit to say about it, or at least have an opinion, and it's been tough as of late, as you all well know. Let's just pretend, let's take it from the bullish point of view, and we all want corn to go up. We want the farmer to do better. They've been taking it on the chin with the tariffs, but let's just look at it from that point of view for a second. And I guess the thing that really gives me the most quote-unquote hope, and it's bad to trade with hope, but if you are a bull and want to see a rally, the thing that makes you happy is that the managed money or the funds are still short corn. So that might give us a reason, at least if they come to take back their shorts or at least their short trades off the table, that could be something that you could see us rally to and go through some higher levels.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 5 1/4 at 488.5. December corn was up 5 1/4 at 374 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 570 to 590. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were up 9 1/4, ranging from 539 to 554. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 3.5, ranging from 584 to 599. Live cattle for October were down 7.5 cents at 98.20. September feeder cattle was up a nickel at 136.42.5, and September class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 1834. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.